Good morning, sir.
Pregnant to get my picture camera on, but it's fine. Let's do it. Let's do it.
At no cost. World leaders adopt a political declaration reaffirming a commitment to the
Who is with us as a second team? Because I read an apology for Nosi for that the doctor books are off.
Good morning, Jefferson. Me, Talent.
Who?
Talent, the committee assistant.
Okay. Good morning, Talent. Good morning, everybody, into the meeting. Let's open the meeting and welcome everybody into the meeting. We know that you have got this very tight schedule for the week ahead of us. Building up to Friday, there's quite a lot of meetings. They're putting pressure on us to be on time and be accurate on what we're going to do, because though some of us are going to be traveling from residence to the parliament and so forth. We need that time in between. The meeting is really opened. Can we observe a moment of silence for mediation and or prayer? Thank you very much. Item three is apologies. I know that I received three apologies. One, the apology of Minister Mkunu, who was supposed to be with us to present the discussion. He is out of the country. Deputy Minister Masowo is in the country, but deployed to go and appear on behalf of the Department Water and Sanitation at Scopa. And as I've said earlier on, I received also the apology from Community Secretary Nosi for that, the Dr. Buke off, but fortunately, the arrangement has been made as we shall be acting as a secretary. I'm not sure of any other apology, Talent.
Also, apology from DG, Dr. Sean Phillips, who will also be attending the Scopa. And then on his behalf, Entity Governance and International Cooperation, Ms. Lindiwe Lusenga was nominated to lead the delegation.
Okay. Though I will have an issue with that DG choosing to go to Scopa when his own portfolio committee is sitting, not sending someone on another committee, unless there is a very much important view on the other one that we are not sure of, but at least arrangement has been made. The executive authority administratively is represented, that is fine. Members, is there anyone who has got an apology with him that it is not declared? None. DM Shawalala, are you here?
Yes, I'm here, Chairperson.
We are on your hands.
All right, thank you so much, Chair. I hope you can see me. Let me thank the opportunity to really lead the department on this important bill. Chair, I think you've noted the apologies. I will not waste much of your time. Of course, DDG Lusenga is with us on this item as she leads international relations, and we also also have Ms. Brown, who's our specialist on this piece of legislation that we're about to present. Chair, you would know that this piece of legislation has been seized with the department and as late as 2012, the process would have started. And today we want to present the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency Bill because it has taken us so long. However, last year, 2020, when Minister Mthunu came into office in 2021, then it was resuscitated because it's a very important bill for us. And we would have seen last year in September, and then the bill was introduced. Safe to say, all the processes has been followed, Chair, hence we are here today. And the bill has been ATC'd, it's in the hands of Parliament. So we want to say to yourself and good morning to everybody, members of Parliament and everyone in the meeting, including officials, that on this important legislation is that you have Constitutional Division, a Chair of Responsibilities for Water at the national and local municipality that are responsible for ensuring water is distributed to consumers. And Water Services Act provides for establishment of water boards to really provide support to municipalities for the bulk municipality water supply. Now, National Government Chair has assumed responsibility for the development and operation of large water resource infrastructure, such as, you know, the large dams that we also erect and that we built, conveyance and issues of canal systems. And this is what DWS has been seized with. Now, currently, we have three institutions, chairperson for National Water Resource Infrastructure, as you know them, TCTA, WTE, and DWS. Now, the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency built is not really aimed at resolving all the problems in water sector. As we know, our problems are dire and are quite immense. However, it's aimed at improving the national water resource infrastructure function, the water security and socioeconomic growth and development that are highly dependent on the proper operations, issues of maintenance and development of our national water resource infrastructure. Now, the issue here that we have and we're presenting, and as you would know, that the fiscal model for water in South Africa is not that much, it's that it must be self-sustaining, and that's how it was designed. Hence, we're here with this bill. So apart from the conditional infrastructure share to municipalities, a portion of equitable share, which is really provided to enable municipality to really provide free basic water to the indigent. And the water sector has to be self-financing through revenues from sale of water, sanitation charges, and water sector institutions should also be financially viable and sustainable, and which is why we're here. And the financing rather must be raised rather for investment in water infrastructure, and this is what the bill seeks to do. There is policy basis for establishing the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency Bill, and you would know that Chapter 4, page 178 of the NDP, the National Development Plan, would have identified the need to establish a National Water Resource Agency that is financial rational and raises finances and undertakes large investments in water resources infrastructure using substantial balance sheet of the agency. The special purpose really vehicles are currently used for facilitation of financing, and this model chair builds on the foundation of the financial model used by the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, being TCTA. An important feature really for us is that is the separation of the roles, where Department of Water and Sanitation will continue, Chair, to really develop policy and regulate the water sector and branches such as the water resources planning will also remain with the department, whereas the infrastructure management will transfer. Precedents that have been looked at, Chair, to come at this model suggested would be the model for the South African National Roads Agency, the SANRA, and you would also appreciate that the President would have referred to the accelerated of the establishment of the National Water Resource Infrastructure Agency since the SONA of 2021. Hence, we're here today and we're bringing to the attention of the portfolio. There are many highlights on the bill, and the slide presentation that Ms. Brown will take us through will still speak and emphasize on the issues. To note for us is that the bill, it is a founding piece of legislation to really allow for the lawful establishment of the bill itself. And the bill will not replace, and I want to emphasize this point, will not replace any existing legislation of the department, be it the National Water Act and National Water Services Act. So that will not be replaced whatsoever. So that remains, Chair. Now, the agency will not, will in this instance, will also not replace any institutions, the CMAs and water boards created by these pieces of legislation. Now, the bill declares, Chair, the intention to create a juristic person that will be owned and controlled by the state. So I want this point to be very clear. This bill will definitely, this piece of legislation will be controlled by the state. Therefore, this does not amount to any manner of privatization, what will come out and so forth, but it does not amount to that. The state will be the juristic person in this instance. In addition, there is still a reliance that obviously the bill will need, or rather the legislation will be reliant on government appropriations. And the agency is intended, Chair, to be Schedule 2 of the PFMA, which is the major public entity. And it is laid out over 8 chapters and has been extensively consulted, including the business, labor, community, constituencies of NETLAC, and also the echo of the voices of South Africans has been taken on board. However, at the level of labor, there has been a view that it does not support the, what they call agencification of government, and has equally provided its view insofar that it cannot extend its arm to really fulfill the functions which the agency has. In addition, the strong financial rationale has a bearing on the creation of the agency, and these are comments that really came out when the department was doing its consultations, and consultation has been done at this point, Chair. Hence, we're bringing this legislation to yourself. Now, the processing and status of the bill itself, following the 90-day period that has been gazetted for receipt of public comment on the 16th of September, which was further formally extended on the 10th of Feb 2023 until the 17th of March 2023, the bill has extensively been consulted, like I would have said, on, and has been refined accordingly to comments that came out during the consultation by the department. And the final CS has approved by the presidency on the 8th of June 2023. The cabinet has approved the bill for introduction on the 21st of June 2023. And notice of intention to introduce the bill with explanatory summary was also published in the Government Gazette of the 1st of August. Now, final certification of the bill by the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor, in line with Cabinet Decision of the 18th of March to the 14th of August, that has been certified, Chair. And this is not, it's a Section 75 bill, so it does not really affect Council of Provinces, NCOP, and the House of Traditional Leaders or Khoisan Leaders. So form and style of quality controlled and confirmed are in order. The bill found to be, has been found to be, you know, of constitutional and not in violation with any rights, be it founded in the Bill of Rights. And the bill has been submitted to Parliament, to the Bill's office, and by the 14th of August 2023, like I would have said, Chair, this is a long-standing legislation that over time the committee has been seized with, and now today we want to say we are bringing bringing it to your attention, hoping that it could be finalized by this sixth administration, so it doesn't leap, doesn't also overlap, because it has traveled thus far. And as I said, Chairperson, and this national government has assumed the responses of that developmental, and that's what we're trying to do, to be developmental operation, so that the large resource infrastructure it can be taken on. As I said, this is a bill that has went through the interests of the program that is raised. Its duty really is to make sure that the agency should be capacitated enough for it to go back, to go to the market and be able to raise the money for investment, hence the bringing together of three agencies in this instance, Chair, and it will make the life of our people better, so that municipalities and also the DWS, including other agencies that we have, can purchase the water from us. We will still be selling water to the municipalities and so forth. This one really has to deal with the large dams and other water resource. So I'm going to hand over, Chair, through your permission, to Ms. Brown to take us through the presentation, if that can be flighted. And I'll say, Ms. Brown, if you can start at the slide 5, because I think the introduction has been done, and just speak to it, the presentation. Go to slide 5, because I would like to think that members have received this presentation. So, Ms. Brown, you can just go to the integrities of local government relation to this. Over to you. There's a noise coming out. I hope it's not from your side. If you can come in.
Thank you very much, DM. Good morning to the Chair and to the Honourable Members of the Portfolio Committee. DM, if I can ask that the slide be paged down further to slide 11, where we introduce the bill. Thank you very much. If I can just rehash the background that gave rise to the drafting of this bill in particular, I'd like to emphasize that the agency as an institution has been included in the country's 30-year vision and is embodied in the National Development Plan of the country. And in addition, our president over the last few years has called for an acceleration of certain economic reforms to help build and recover the South African economy, with particular emphasis on sustainable job creation as well as inclusive growth. And of these economic reforms, the president had emphasized that the agency should be accelerated in its establishment. This particular bill focuses on the following social dilemmas with regards to issues relating to that of water security on one hand, as well as the issue of socioeconomic growth and development, both of which are highly dependent on the development, operation, and maintenance of our national water resources infrastructure. If one has to look at the bill, you will find this in the long title of the bill, which is the summarized purpose for the bill. You will also find it in the preamble, which is the introduction of the bill. At this particular point, I'd like to draw your attention to the context of the bill, which is very important to understanding the bill in its relation to other pieces of legislation, particularly to those that are under the administration of the department. Firstly, the National Water Act, and secondly, the Water Services Act. This bill is a founding piece of legislation and will allow for the lawful establishment of the agency. It does not seek to replace or supersede any of the existing pieces of legislation under the administration of the department. The agency, once established as an institution, is also not intended to supersede or replace any of the existing institutions that are created in the existing legislation under the administration of the department. As an example, we'll give you the catchment management agencies established under the National Water Act, and secondly, our water boards, which are established through the Water Services Act. The bill will be read alongside these pieces of legislation or together with, and the agency will function alongside these other institutions. In terms of its hierarchical context, the bill will fall under the Constitution of South Africa, as it is our supreme law of the country. It will also conform in its provisions to the Public Finance Management Act 1 of 1999, as well as the Companies Act at 71 of 2008. In addressing our social dilemmas, you will find that this bill finds particular support through a financial rationale, in that this country requires an ongoing and sustained mega water infrastructure build program, in addition to just simply effectively operating and maintaining our existing assets. Currently, our department is unable to raise capital directly on financial markets, and so it relies on special purpose vehicles such as the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, otherwise known as the TCTA, to enable us to finance and implement viable economic projects. You'll find that if our national water resources infrastructure base is properly managed, we can use it to leverage and fund the development of infrastructure requirements that are found in our national water master plan. In addition to the finance rationale, we have a very important governance rationale in terms of this bill, where we are looking to strengthen the governance and transparency in the water sector. This bill, by establishing the agency, separates the roles of player and referee, where policy development and the regulatory responsibilities will remain with the department, who is the custodian of our national water resources. The development and implementation responsibilities for infrastructure management, however, will transfer to the agency. By establishing the agency, we also have the added benefit of reducing fragmentation of our functions, where the functions for asset management and revenue collection are currently fragmented. They will now be integrated into a single entity. As our DM has earlier alluded, this bill seeks to establish the agency as a juristic person that is wholly owned and controlled by the state, and we are declaring in the bill an intention to have the bill listed as a Schedule 2 major public entity in terms of the Public Finance Management Act. The TCTA, a part of our infrastructure branch and the water trading entity, together with the water assets, will be transferred into the agency. The following objectives have been set out in the bill, where we seek to ensure sustainable, equitable, and reliable supply of water from our existing national water resources infrastructure. We intend on meeting our constitutional obligations set out in terms of the Bill of Rights, where Section 10 relates to human dignity, Section 11, the right to life, Section 24, the right to a safe environment for our current and future generations, Section 27.1b, the basic right to access water, and Section 27.2, the ability to take reasonable legislative and other measures to ensure the realization of these rights. In addition, we also intend meeting our obligations in terms of national and regional social and economic objectives of national policy. The intent is to make use of the asset base and cash flow to raise funds to develop infrastructure for social and economic development purposes, and also to fund the costs for development and operations and maintenance of our infrastructure. We intend to continue to perform our treaty and non-treaty obligations, which are currently being performed by the TCTA, as South Africa is a party to the Lesotho Highlands Water Project Treaty and is bound to continue to perform the obligations therein in terms of Section 231 of the Constitution. This bill, as RDM has alluded to, is set out broadly over 8 chapters. The first chapter deals with the terminology that is used throughout the text and defines certain terms. You will find the purpose under this chapter, which is to establish a juristic person wholly owned and controlled by the state as a Schedule 2 major public entity in terms of the Public Finance Management Act. Chapter 2 establishes the agency, sets out the founding documentation, which must be registered with the company's office, but most importantly, it sets out the functions of the agency, which in addition to development, operations, and maintenance of our national water resource infrastructure, I'll highlight the financing function, which extends the model that is currently being used by our TCTA, which relies on offtake agreements and explicit government guarantees. We will now be using the asset base and cash flow reflected on the balance sheets of the agency to also assist in raising finance on the capital markets. This, I must draw your attention to, does not amount to a privatization in any form because government is still relied upon for its appropriations. Equally, and if not more important, is the social footprint of the agency, which you will find in Section 7.4, where the agency has the social obligation to promote the development of projects that meet social needs, and not only to identify these projects, but also to facilitate financial arrangements and funding for these projects to in fact materialize. Next slide, please. Our next chapter, Chapter 3, is our governance chapter and has been comprehensively drafted. It has been based on precedent and has a stern view in looking into the 17 principles of the King's Four Code, as well as the Presidential Review Committee report. We view the agency not only as a separate legal identity, but also as a good corporate citizen who is integral to society, and we expect of it to operate as such, with an effective and efficient ethical board as its accounting authority. This chapter has been comprehensively and extensively consulted, especially with our business, labor, and community constituencies, and you will find expressions which they have asked for inclusion to ensure that good governance is observed and that this agency will mimic a good corporate citizen. The composition of the agency will have not less than 9 members and not more than 11 executive members. In this instance, we follow Principle 7 of the King's Four Code, ensuring the independence of the board, where the non-executive members will be in excess of the executive members. We also have a nominations committee that has been included, who will observe the Principle 7 of the King's Four Code and ensure that suitably qualified persons will be appointed to this board. They will possess the requisite skills, expertise, and experience, and in addition, they will have the required professional registrations required to hold these positions. This section has also had observance and is compatible with the Companies Act provisions, such as its provisions around fiduciary duties and the care and diligence that is required of directors. It is also requiring directors to disclose any financial or personal benefits or interests. It relates to recovery of improper profits, the validity of decisions, and where the King's report is ordinarily a voluntary tool, it has now been statutorily included in this piece of legislation. Next slide, please. Chapter 4 relates to our two executive officers in the agency, which is our chief executive officer and our chief financial officer. Chapter 5 relates to our financial provisions, reporting and accountability. It seeks to set out the funds of the agency, the borrowing abilities of the agency, and allows for the flexibility of the minister to decide to delegate the power to the agency to act as a billing agent and to collect water use charges for its own account and for others. It sets out the reporting requirements of the agency and the time frame in which such reporting must take place. Next slide, please. Chapter 6 refers to the transfer of our national water resources infrastructure, as well as the disestablishment of the TCTA. In this instance, Minister will designate the national water resources infrastructure and then transfer it to the agency on a date which is determined by the Minister. The type of assets which are included for transfer are, in fact, physical infrastructure that are currently owned by the DWS and that are revenue generating. And these include dams, conveyance systems, canal systems, amongst other assets. The disestablishment of the TCTA will take place by means of a government gazette notice. However, it should be noted that this is conditional on consultation and arrangements being made with both the government of Lesotho as well as the lenders of the TCTA. Next slide, please. Chapter 7 of the bill refers to the powers of the minister. In this section, you will have the minister who has the powers which he can assign and functions which he can delegate, which may or may not be delegated is set out here, but of the powers he may not delegate is that to make regulations. And in this instance, the regulations are merely to support the proper implementation of the bill and relate to administrative and procedural matters. It will not be altering the substantive content of the bill in any way. Finally, we have our Chapter 8. Next slide, please. The miscellaneous provisions. These are also additional supporting provisions, and I'll refer you here to the transitional provisions which provide that anything which will be done under the National Water Act will still be valid and of force until this act becomes of full force and effect. Next slide, please. This actually brings us to the last and final chapter of our bill. And as our DM has alluded, the bill has been processed through the legislative process and is now in the hands of Parliament. We have officially introduced the bill into Parliament on the 25th of August, and all channels have been followed. It has received its certification. I confirm that the bill has been tagged as a Section 75 bill, not affecting provinces, but will be voted on by the NCLP. Its style and form have been confirmed to be in order, and the bill has been found to be constitutional, not in violation of any of the rights contained in the Bill of Rights. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Brown. Chair, I want to acknowledge, as I said, I'm with DDG Lusenga, but I see we have Advocate Bikoli, who's our minister's advisor. We also have the minister online, which shows you the level of commitment, even though he's outside the country. He might not be in a position to respond or anything, but he has logged in, Chair. We also have other officials, Ms. Pavina Akari, our HR. However, DDG Lusenga, when we do the questions, she can introduce other officials that are here. Let me hand over to you, Chair, for the discussion. Thank you.
Good morning, Minister and Advocate Piccoli and others that have just been introduced. We are in the middle of the meeting, unfortunately, but we are happy that you did take your time to join us. We know that you have mandated DM Tshabalala to work with us, and we are continuing. I'm now seeing the hands. The first hand that I see on the platform is the hand of Honorable Basson, Honorable Mushala, Honorable Steve Moore, Honorable Sihlwai. That's far. Let's start. We'll note the hands as and when they come. Honorable Basson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the presentation. I've got two questions that I need some clarity on, Chairperson. The first one is the assets of the department, that means it's somewhere around between 200 and 300 billion rand of assets will be transferred to the agency, and then that could be used as the balance sheet.
You're off on the full bus.
And then the question is, what happens if for any reason the loan that was taken out by the
Chairperson, my apology. We lost Member Basson when you were saying it's going to be used as the balance sheet, and then he went off.
Can you hear me now, Chairperson?
Yes, we do.
All right. So, Chairperson,
just go back to that point.
Okay. So what I said is that the discussion was previously as well that because TCTA don't have any assets in a balance sheet, the idea of this agency is having all the assets in one balance sheet, which they could use as security to borrow money. My question is, one, what would happen if, for any reason, the agency cannot pay the bond? What will happen to the assets? And secondly, would that then mean that the government's got to bail them out with a guarantee or do the payment? And then the second question is, with the water trading entity that sits with 24 billion rand that's not been paid by consumers, that will go into the balance sheet. How would that affect this balance sheet where you already have 24 billion rand starting off with that not collecting that money, or is the department going to keep that amount of money in the account or within the department, and they go over with a clean slate, not owing money? We know that we incur around 2 billion rand a year, people not paying, and that is something that is of crucial importance on how we will deal with this bill, taking it forward. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Mushala.
No, thanks so much, Chairperson. Let me take the opportunity and greet members. Chairperson, there were calls for public comments on the National Water Infrastructure Agency bill, but the department only sees fit to include the NETLEC comments. Can the department maybe tell us how many submissions were received? Were these analyzed? And does the department have a synopsis of the comments from various stakeholders? Chairperson, how will the portfolio committee also deal with the bill? I'm talking about this. I'm asking this question emanating from what I've just said now. How will the portfolio committee deal with the bill? We can't merely rubber stamp the bill, as we need to also advertise for written submissions on the bill, assess this, possibly hold hearings, either virtual or physical, on the bill before process of adoption takes place. How will the committee process the bill, Chairperson? Chairperson, as you look to Chapter 7 of the bill, it gives widespread responsibility to the minister in terms of appointment of administrators, the finances, and several things. My question is, who oversees the minister? As this parliament committee and previous ones have shown little political will to fully oversee and interrogate ministerial decisions. Chairperson, the presentation talks of
Chairperson, should we call order?
Come, raise your hand and you'll say something different.
No, I wanted to call it.
Was not hold meetings. No, let's avoid hold meetings through orders. I will note you.
That's,
I will note you
that's why you are dying. It's because of this unnecessary order that you want to call for no reason.
Why are you saying they're dying? Mshala.
No, they're dying. The ANC is dying. And,
You mean the ANC?
It's really because of those things. You need to allow criticism. Because if you can't allow it, you are not going to make it.
But you're not criticizing ANC, you're criticizing the department.
You're criticizing the department, which is led by ANC ministers.
Oh, you see, if that is the case...
What is the government?
No, listen to me. If you are talking politics, then allow politics to respond to you. I
there's no politics,
so
the problem
is a political party, man.
No, there's no politics here. The problem with you, every time then you want
no,
to...
No, Mshala,
allow us to speak, man. I'm asking questions.
You are not... No. I must run the meeting properly, Mshala. I'm saying, you are making input in order to beef up the department to look into what you're saying. If you say you are saying it for political reasons to kill ANC, it's different. It's a different story. We must listen to it a political ear.
I've never said that. I said they must allow criticism.
Criticize the department, not the ANC. The ANC is not the department.
Then let them stop defending the department then.
No one is defending. Listen to what we are listening to you.
No, but he always do that. He must keep quiet, man, and listen. And allow the department to respond on these issues because we want to know exactly what is happening. The other question, Chairperson, is the presentation talks of modeling the agency similar to that of the South African National Road Agency. However, the Auditor General found various challenges in the functioning of SANRAL and viewed it as a problematic going concern. Why would the Department of Water and Sanitation want to emulate SANRAL with its major challenges? Chairperson, lastly, to what extent do you think the new agency will help increase access to water and sanitation to currently underserved communities? Chairman, what is the rationale for creating a National Water Resource Agency at this time? And the last question is the department working on the regulations to the bill? Although the speaker talks of regulations not superseding the bill, the regulations ground the bill and is an important consideration for this committee. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, must behave in future.
Honorable Moore.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. Thank you for the presentations. I had a few questions I was going to ask, but I think in the absence of the Minister and the DG, I'd like to confine us to just please, obviously the Deputy Minister has indicated the intention to try and move this legislation through before the end of the sixth Parliament. Obviously that's a short timeline considering the realities of the terms that we have. And is it possible to provide us with a timeline of what is necessary, or what the intention is in terms of passing the bill to get it through in time for the end of the sixth Parliament? Specific timelines, not just a general framework, just so we have something that we're able to actually liaise back with our separate parties on, with the intention to understand the process. Thank you.
Honourable Sisley.
Morning, Chair, and the colleagues in the department. Thank you for the presentation. But just to say, I think this agency, we've long been waiting for it for some time. How I wish that even communities should understand that when you are to provide sustainable and qualitative service to people, you must give opportunity for government to do that in a manner that's going to be sustainable as what we've done in this agency. The second area, Chair, that I want to raise is the issue of the Ms. Brown is raising an issue about the views of the labor unions. I wish that perhaps you could divulge what is their views, so that we have it on our memories on what they've raised. The second one, Chair, is the issue that the presentation says this agency's function would not affect provinces. What does that mean? If perhaps they could give us a context on that term, what does that mean? So that we understand, we must not assume that you are saying this. The last one, Chair, is that I would imagine that after the consultation that have been done with this agency, as presented by the DM to date, the committee would adopt the bill, and the bill would go to public participation before enacted as an act of Parliament. I would imagine perhaps that as a process, maybe it could be a gap that I've left. I think that my understanding. Thank you for the consolidation of the fragmented functions of the three agencies. I really appreciate it because it means now we focus on one. As it only with TCTA, PWTA, and DWC, we've got a focus on where our resources are and where are we going to benefit in terms of our infrastructure, water infrastructure services. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair. I think maybe looking at the question of Member Basson, I think it's a very important question to say we should avoid making the new agency or the new entity being... Rebecca, switch off. Being subjected to liabilities of the previous entities. I think that's an important question. Then the other one, Chair, I think as members of the committee, it is our duty to protect this committee, whether among its members or from outside. Member Rebecca is the member of this committee. If this committee is weak on oversight, that weakness reflects on her as well. That's the order I wanted to call, Chair. But nevertheless, Chair, I think again, the last issue, Chair, was that time frame. I think Member Mo has already talked about just the department to emphasize on the program between now and when this act is being finalized. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Maybe that's before you come, the M and the team. I must just remind the committee that this is the work that we did as the portfolio committee in mandating the department to deal with this issue of enacting this bill. In 2021, when the minister came, when he brought the issue and emphasizing the point that this bill has been ongoing since 2014, and it was just coming in and out and in and out, and we really had an issue with the TCA and the water trading entity that was not necessarily consolidated into the view. Through our work as this committee, this bill was activated. The minister worked with us in bringing about the bill. We are now at the final stage of it, that we want it to go to for public participation. The question is, is it a 75 bill? If it's a 75 bill, it means it is not gonna go to NCOP to go for public participation on our behalf. It means we must have public participation ourselves. That's in answering the question, what does that mean? When you say it does not mean that it does not affect the province, it means we must, as the second phase of it, in order to make it an act, it must go to public participation, but we must do it ourselves. Now, the question that says, why are we having a bill today? It's really an irrelevant question, because it is us who brought about this bill. Now, if you ask someone why I bring it, if when it's brought by you, you are missing the point. You are really missing the point. But be it as it may, the second phase, if we pass this process today, it must go to, what is 80 seats already. It's going for Parliament, and Parliament is going to note it and allow us to go for public participation. Then it will answer the question that the Honorable Mutala is asking. However, we still need to flag the point that Honorable Basson is raising. Are we starting a committee that has got a debt already of 24 billion? It's not 24 million, 24 billion. What is going to happen for the processes that we know that our people are not paying for services. The entities are being owed by service providers. Providers are owing the board. We are owing each other up and down. And I can, Honorable Basson, ask, what are we putting as a buffer, Honorable Shawalala, and is that Ms. Sue? Was presenting. If we can answer those questions and have a plan of how to put a buffer on it, it will be better. But when we go to the ATC, we go to the ATC clear that we are ready and we are not creating a debt already as we did in other decisions. But I think the question as to why are we bringing the bill today shouldn't be answered, because it is our job that is being brought back. Honorable Deputy Minister.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chair. Truly appreciate the questions, and I think the questions are quite important. Honorable Basson has asked the question, and the Chair would have also asked the question around the issues of the assets. Indeed, the agency will also have the TCTA assets, and liabilities will be transferred to the agency. That's one. And we're also going to have a situation where the balance sheet will give the agency the capacity to ready borrow using its cash flows and assets to answer the issue of the security to borrow. And the guarantees at this point, I will leave the guarantee question to Ms. Basson. And I also have Madam, Mohlala as well. She will also comment where she feels to do so. I think I've answered those questions. Now, indeed, the agency will have to carry on the debt that is owed. It will have to go to the agency. We'll answer the question on the discussion around how are we going to ensure that all these municipalities that are owing us, how are we going to recover this money? Now, I want to go to Honorable Mohlala's question on the how many submissions were received. I'm told there is a matrix on the submissions that were submitted, and indeed that can be made available, the submission. But Honorable Mohlala did say to us, let's give a rough figure. I was told that part of the submissions that the consultation do take in place, and that happened. You had a situation where a SAGA would have also commented and wanted a seek clarity on a governance and the roles, responsibility with regards to water boards. So SAGA did chip in there. We had water boards as well, Honorable Mohlala, that wanted to know how this issue of the non-payment will affect indeed the agency. And of course, if municipalities do not pay, the capacity to borrow and would definitely need to be affected, which answers exactly why we need this bill. And part of the issues is this financial viability that we're looking at as part of that. So we'll make that available, Ms. Mohlala, just to give you the entire scope in terms of, and of course, it will form part of when you do the bill itself after a public consultation, the submission itself to yourselves will incorporate that. So that's the synopsis on various stakeholders. Now, there is a question that says that Chapter 7, who oversees the minister over the legislature, would also appreciate the fact that, colleagues, we are Parliament, and obviously a minister is accountable to Parliament in terms of legislature, and minister oversees and he tables the corporate plan and annual financial statements, and that's how you're going to hold the minister accountable. And when you check the key functions, colleagues, is that we have the supply of raw water, and we supply raw water through the schemes. We have bulk treated water supply. You would have the water treatment distribution through the wastewater treatment. You have key institutions, and this is where the DWS infrastructure branch, that's where it's located. Under it, you would have TCTA. You would have the National Water Infrastructure Agency. Then you would have Water User Association for raw water irrigation. You would have water boards. Then you have municipalities for obviously drinking water. Then you would have DWS role. And its role is really to regulate, own, operate, and support municipalities and regulate this water service delivery. That's why now this issue of this bill that will deal with the issues. As you know, Minister, in terms of the National Water Act, he sets raw water tariffs. In terms of the raw water pricing strategy, co-approval of Ministers of Finance. Hence, this seeks to kind of bring a balance to that. And Minister tables this bulk municipal water tariffs in terms of the Water Services Act, MFMA, and PFMA. Now, municipality sets retail tariffs for water and sanitation. Hence, this bill is here today. And part of the policy biases of this agency, to answer the question that says that, and this is Honorable Moore, that says, what is the intention? I think Shepherdson tried to really cover that. And if you check, colleagues, on slide 13 that we provided, when we spoke about the object of this bill, to ensure a sustainable, equitable, reliable water of water from national water resources infrastructure to meet our constitutional obligation, what Honorable Musala was speaking to on Chapter 7 of the Constitution, but we also do set obligations in Section 10, 11, 24, 27, Subsection 1, and Subsection B policy, and utilize in the asset base, really the cash flow raise funds to develop the infrastructure for social and economic development purposes, because we know that we don't have, our GDP does not really have that, what do you call it, for it right now. It's not that strong. Hence, it's important to have an agency that can go out to the market, but also to fund the cost of national water resource infrastructure. And the performance, really, the treaty, the non-treaty functions currently be performed by TCTA. It's quite important that we needed to note that part. But also say, honorable members, South Africa's require an ongoing sustainable large scale of water resources infrastructure, which is the build program. And due to these financial constraints that I'm speaking about, we cannot rely on significant fiscal support to really develop the required infrastructure that we need. Hence, the agency would be better positioned than the department, really raise funds from sources other than the fiscus, then the department is not allowed to really borrow. And that's where we are. And as we said, it's based on its PFMA listing and credit ratings, assets, revenues could really raise commercial and development of finances domestically and internationally. Hence, this model used by the TCTA of raising finances is really backed off by this offtake agreements and explicit government guarantees. So which answers the issue of guarantees. And this could be expanded by really leveraging on the assets, on the agency, the balance sheet, honorable person, coming to the revenues associated with those assets to really raise finance without government guarantees. And this is where we are. And I think that I've answered that question now on government guarantees. So this is really the main rationale for establishing the agency itself. And you would also appreciate what the chair said. You started the process. Many administration of parliament, as we said, 2012, we are in 2023 right now. Hence, the question that you asked about, I think, AG problematic, okay, I'll answer the Sandra question. The issue around the timelines, what Honorable Stry was saying to say that what are the timelines, even Honorable Zeki would have asked us about these issues of timelines. You would appreciate that definitely our government is winding down for this sixth administration, and this is a piece of legislation that has been with yourselves discussing it, made it to be possible. Minister has processed it from that time, 2021 to 2023 now. It has taken us that long. Now we are here. We understand that the timelines of Parliament is quite congested. However, like we said, this has passed at least from the President to the Cabinet, but it also is part of the legislation reform that was supposed to be within this sixth administration. So definitely would appreciate, Chair, through the Parliament processes, because definitely Parliament will then enact its own processes of doing public hearings and consultation. If this can be done At least by December, Chair, this process could be included. It could be concluded. We're not directing you whatsoever. You would obviously, from your side, from the committee secretary, come up with a program where you will deal with the legislation. Your legal team will be there to go through even clause by clause, and that's where we're going to come right at the end when you're done with the consultation. To say, Honourable Cry, the affecting of the province, Chair, has answered it, as we say in Section 75 bill, so it means that it will not go through the consultation of the NCOP. However, when the NA is done, it needs to go to the NCOP for its voting processes. So you would do the public participation. Why we say in December, Honourable Members, is because we would appreciate, rather, would want to see a situation where at least by January, the processes of the board could ensue. So that when you wind up the sixth administration, you don't have another administration, you start this piece of legislation, it takes another 5 years, there's another one, which is very, very critical, because water currently right now in this country is becoming very scarce resources. And as much as we keep on saying that South Africa is a water scarce country, we really need to up our game in so far as ensuring that we do have reliable water on time to citizens, the infrastructure is developed, the president has spoken to it, now we are actioning, hence we are in your hands to say this is the piece of legislation that you know about, that we've been added with yourselves. And I think that I would have answered the questions that have been raised. I'm not too sure. I think there's only one question that is remaining, and it's the question on the modeling itself of the agency. Maybe let me give on this one, give to Ms. Batson, if you want to maybe speak to that question specifically on the issue of SANRAL. What is the rationale for us to model this agency using the SANRAL model? Because Honourable Mokala is raising a concern to say the AG saw this model as a growing concern moving forward. If you can answer that question, please. Through you, Chairperson, Ms. Batson.
Yeah, and Tia, any other thing that you think she wanted, Tia, she is allowed?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Ms. Batson, are you there? Okay. If Ms. Batson is not there,
Minister, sorry.
Yes?
You want me to answer the question or someone
else?
No, not you, sorry. Ms.
Okay,
Brown.
Sorry.
Ms. Brown.
Yes, she also left me to say it. <but so. laughs> Ms. Brown, please come in. Brown? Okay.
No, Ms. Brown, where are you?
If she's not here, Chair, I also have Ms.
No, we must find her. Where is she? Yeah. She can't go.
Because
we actually need her.
Okay.
Do you want me to respond to this question?
Yes. Is that Lynette?
Thank you. Good morning. Okay. I worked with the department in looking at the financial viability of the agency. And just as an introduction, both the water trading entity and the TCTA currently get audited by the Auditor General, and both of them have unqualified audits. That is very important. We did, when we looked at how this model is going to be financially viable, we looked at the actual figures and the performance of TCTA and the water trading entity over the past 6 years, and we used very realistic assumptions in saying what is the revenue going to look like and the
take care of us.
And we predicted the figures for this agency up until 2050. If you look at the current asset base of both the water trading entity and the TCTA, it comes to just an estimated 90 billion, which includes both the assets in South Africa, as well as the right to receive water from projects that are outside of our borders, like the Lesotho Highlands. In the next 7 years, the TCTA is currently already in a mega build program where they are busy with four projects, and the sum of those four projects is 80 billion. What we're changing effectively is moving away from doing economic projects on TCTA's model, which is basically a project finance model. That's limiting us as a country. We need to do more, as the Deputy Minister said. If you look at the master plan of 2018, we need to be building at least another 100 billion in terms of assets, which includes refurbishment in the water resource sector. So what we're doing is the revenue that is attached to these assets at the moment is, in today's values, about 15 billion. Only 7 billion of this is currently being used. So what does that mean? It's not that we're just looking at the quality of the assets, it's the ability to generate revenue attached to these assets. So we believe that we could double the size of the build program that we're currently doing. When it comes to what is guaranteed, the Lesotho Highlands project is guaranteed because that is set out between the two countries. The other project that TCT has an implied guarantee, which then has a look at the quality of these revenue streams. So when we look at future projects, we are saying that we cannot just focus on economic projects. We need to also focus on social projects. The best way for us to do this now is to look towards the full revenue stream attached to all of these assets and make sure that we can do more. We're not only leveraging the assets by putting an agency into play, we are also putting the scarce skills that we have in TCTA to be able to enter into this market, as well as the technical skills and know-how from managing and operating these assets that are currently sitting in the department. And you're going to bring these two holes together, which is going to make for a much stronger balance sheet, where you would be able to build the assets, operate and maintain those assets, and make sure that the debt that you put onto this balance sheet is effectively repaid. When we say we want to look at the SANRAL model, it's a model that looks at how you basically look at each project, how you need to procure the monies for those projects, and you do it in a procurement model that is responsible. So what does that mean? It's a source of how you manage your risk. It's how you place your contracts, and it does work. And what we have focused on, and this is where we look at the consultation that we've had both with labor communities and through NEDLAC, as well as other constituencies, is the strong governance that is needed in this agency. When it comes to the revenue, the 24 billion, we have modeled that the 24 billion goes on to the balance sheet as well. And the idea is that we continue with the measures that the department has already put into place, not just to make sure that revenue collection today is improved through gazetting standard operating procedures, taking legal action, working closely with the municipalities to look at affordability, because water does flow from municipalities through to water boards and then into the agency, but working closely with COCTA National Treasury in saying, how can we strengthen this as well? The department has, over the past 4 to 5 years, improved this revenue collection of old and outstanding debt. But it is true what the Deputy Minister was saying in her introduction, is we are not going to solve all the problems overnight with the agency. There is systemic risk in this agency, but it's the same for all other agencies in South Africa as well, as it is TCT and the water trading entity today. So water flows, as raw water flows through to water boards, to municipalities, the revenue flows in the same direction back to the agency as well. So we are going to have to place reliance on the department doing its work to improve the governance as it has in water boards, strengthening the governance and making sure that the quality of these revenue streams improves. But we have no choice but to do an agency like this if we need to address what is required through the master plan. The master plan says in 2018 values, we need 100 billion to be built, and that is what we need to address as soon as possible. We can do it because we have the skills and the resources if we put these entities together so that we can do more with what is on balance sheet than the very limited build program that we can do at the moment by only focusing on project finance as a business model, as opposed to moving it now to a balance sheet approach. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
A minute. Is Ms. Brown still here?
I am.
Hello?
Yes, she's here. It's just that she's fading. Bronwyn, can you come closer, please? To your gadget. Yeah, you're kind of fading a bit. Is there something that you would want to speak to?
No. She was presenting with no problems. Why is she facing problems now, DM Shabala?
Brownman, can you come closer to your gadget, please? Yeah, that's really bad. Do you have two gadgets or another gadget next to you? Because then you need to switch off the other one. Okay, use one.
PM, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. Yes, that's much better. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to come in? Though I think the question has been responded to. If you can come in, still move the other gadget next to you so it's not closer. Then I don't hear myself. All right, come in, Bronwyn.
Thank you very much, DM and Chair. I just wanted to confirm that we did not model on the SANREL, we made use of the legislation as a precedent to draft our legislation.
That's better. I was worried that you present and go and you will have disrespected the meeting. That's why I was insisting you did the talk. I've seen the end of Mr. Pason. Do you want to come back?
Yeah, please, if you allow me, Chairperson, just a follow-on question. Minister, thank you for answering me, but unfortunately, you did not answer me correctly, or not correctly, but in full. I understand that the reason why you want to establish the agency is to get away from the situation where you need National Treasury to give you guarantees. That I understand. That's the rationale behind this whole issue. I'm asking the question, because the assets cannot be seized, the Act says that you cannot liquidate this agency because it belongs to South Africa and with all that. The question is, if for some reason you cannot pay the loans you've taken up, how will you deal with that? Would you then ask government to come in and pay on your behalf, a National Treasury, or how are you going to deal with that? Because the assets are not allowed to be sold. I cannot attach the assets according to the legislation. How we deal with that? That's the question I need you to answer me. My point of view is taking the 424 billion into the new company will show that you have an income of 15 billion or 16 billion a year. You've already got 24 billion rand that people are not paying you. It increased by around 1 to 2 billion rand a year. You will borrow the money, but at a higher interest. And this discussion is now on for 5 years that we are discussing even more. In the fifth parliament, we discussed this matter of taking in that money into the TCTA model or the new agency. That will not allow you to get the cheapest money, because on your bank's statement now, or in your audited statements, it now balance sheet shows you have this 24 billion that grows 2 billion rand a year, and we all know that we have been, since the fifth parliament, having meeting on meeting with COCTA to resolve the problem and National Treasury to resolve the problem of municipalities not paying and the deficit now lies with water trading entity, it does not help us going forward. So I need to get explanation on this. If you can't give it to me, Minister, can I have that in writing then from the finance gurus within the department, how that will work? Thank you very much.
If you have got any proposal or solution to propose, Mr. Person, please do so. Don't ask a question only if you have got a proposal to make a resolution. It might help. Honorable Mashala, your hand is up.
No, Chairperson, I think Mr. Person has actually asked the question that I was going to ask. Mine is similar to that one of him. It was just, I wanted to hear from the department. We have two entities, which is the TCTA and the water trading entity. And I wanted to hear what is the reason for disestablishing the two. Instead, if you want one, maybe institution or entity, why we don't just move the responsibility of this one entity to the other one, rather than establishing totally a new entity. So it is going into that lines of Mr. Person, but Mr. Person, because he understands the language, I think, of economics and all those things, he brought it in those economics ways. But Mina, in simple terms, I wanted to understand why we have two entities that we are getting rid of. We are establishing one. Why we did not just cut one and then we deal with this one and move forward. I will also appreciate if we get these responses from water experts and the officials so that the minister is doing very well, the deputy minister, in giving the responses, but let's hear from them as well, because we are here today. We want to understand exactly what is this new agency that we are establishing as the portfolio committee. Thank you.
No, Honorable Mshala. The question you are raising to the wrong person if you want officials to answer it. Because remember, let me just take you back. The officials brought to us TCTA, WTE, which is a problem since 2012, and they were saying they need an intervention. We said to them, go and look for solutions. In 2021, a proposal was brought to us as members of parliament as to they believe this can be the solution. We engage those solutions. So it is, if you ask officials why are they forming NWRIA, that's a wrong question, but it is not them. It is us who, looking into the difficulties that it is, you remember, we went to Lesotho, went to Eastern Cape, we had the TCTA guy with us there, which raised concerns, me and yourself specifically, about him not being part of us in terms of the thinking and so forth, but he came and explained what is the reason. Given all those problems that we saw as members of parliament, we came to a conclusion that we need a new lease of life unto these things. It is us who mandated the officials to bring us a workable solution to the problems we had. And it is us who worked through this NWRA. I can give you minutes where all of us in this portfolio committee, we thank, appreciated, we gave thumbs up for this bill to go through the process into the ATC. Ourselves, not officials. So as to why is it formulated honestly, it is going to be a wrong question to open, because it is us who did them. But of course, the question that says, and it must not come from me, it doesn't come from Honorable Chabalala, it must come from the people who are going to work with it, as they're saying, are you not envisaging a situation where the route the WTE or the TCTA was going, where people are not paying for water and services. They might even bring back the question to us, to say, members of parliament, people that elected you into this parliament, they are not paying for the services we are giving to them. What are you saying? Is it not your responsibility to go to your members and tell them to pay for services you are rendering? If they do not pay, why do we expect us to not to have the 24,000 the 2 billion rand bill every month? Because it takes two to tango. But the point you are raising, are you foreseeing an NWRIA which is going to face the same fate as TCTA, WTE? If yes, are we not just shifting a blame from one point to the other in the same scope? What is the plan to circumvent that? Hence, I'm saying, Honorable Person, if there is a solution we want to propose and test whether the officials don't look it that way, we must do that. We have got an ATC to go through. We are going to have the public participation to go through. We can add those things to circumvent a possible recurrence of what was happening before. Ms. Brown? Or any other person?
Bronwyn, shall I answer this?
Yes, Lynette, please come in and speak to that issue of Honorable Batson, insofar as finances is concerned, especially on the issue of what it claims as a guarantee and bailout, but you've captured the question. I think from my side, really, is to maybe let me allow you to answer, then I'll come back after you.
Okay.
Please answer that question.
The revenue collection at the moment is at about 80%. And that's the assumption that we've used in the business case. So we've said, well, if we just continue with business as is, and we hope that it improves, but that's the level of revenue that we have at the moment. With this as an assumption, the debt on the current build program, which is the new build program, does repay. So we looked at the viability of the existing programs and the existing balance sheets. If we put them together and we look at the debt that needs to repay it under current sets of circumstances, and we know what those are, we've discussed that this morning, the debt does repay. So the model and the business of the agency does work. What we need to have a look at is the additional measures to ensure that we can recoup debt at a higher level than 80% that we have at the moment. And we need then the work that the department is doing to also be intensified. So in other words, the quality of revenue streams becomes the most important aspect for us to be able to build more going forward. That also then has a look at, as I said earlier, the measures that the department is putting in place. But to answer the question, what happens if revenue collection for some reason drops to 60%? Yes, there will not be enough to repay the debt in this model. And then you would have to look towards tariff incomes, and through that, increasing tariff revenue incomes or going back to the fiscus. So when you do have those dire circumstances, you are going to be in trouble. But we've had a look at the most realistic and conservative assumptions in looking at the business of the agency as it stands at the moment with this mega build program, and it does work out where we stand at the moment. The idea is that we need to move from what we see as the project finance model onto a balance sheet model, where we can then use more of the revenue streams to be able to do more projects, particularly wrapping the social projects together with these economic projects that we're busy with. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Lynette. I hope that's clear. And if it's not, I think, like you said, Honorable Person, we can still craft it out so that we sit properly, then we give you the necessary response. But from where we are, indeed, the agency, you know, could, depending on the strength of credit ratings, you know, borrowing money based on the quality of revenue charges of water delivered through its asset base. And this approach will also allow the agency to increase its borrowing capacity. But indeed, I think we note the concern that you're raising. However, it will be part of the discussions. And I think Lynette has answered exactly what brings us here from a financial point of view. Chairperson has really, really delved a lot into the question of the reason, the rationale we have this, and really to answer Honor Mushana, but to say that really this agency seeks to strengthen governance, transparency in the water sector, the separation of the roles of the player and the referee, what we said, and water and sanitation retaining responsibility for policy development and regulation, the planning, whilst the energy, the agency itself will concentrate on the financing, the build program, big build program, operate and maintain national water resource assets. And that's the issue, why we need it. And the integration of entities, the reduction of this fragmentation that we see, and the establishment will address the current fragmentation, be it issues of assets management, revenue collection, functions for national water resources infrastructure. Currently, these functions are fragmented, and the TCTA, the WTE, and the department itself, establishment of this agency will enable them to be integrated into one agency. Maybe my parting short, Chair, would be, as we highlight this matter around the non-payment, and indeed municipalities are owing, you know the debt, it's there, and we're going to carry the debt again to this agency. However, maybe it's part of your public participation and consultations that you can have, or conversation where you need to locate it. Because indeed, we can't go in this way. Municipality needs to pay for services, but also these issues of metering. South Africans need to come to closer to the issue of metering, because South Africans don't like metering. However, you can't keep on getting more water, expect having water, but you don't pay for that water. But not only that, you would see what would have happened currently with what rainwater has been doing, for instance, in the city of Tshwane around water shedding, trying to reduce, because currently the municipality is overusing what it's meant to be receiving per day. And now what needs to be done, at the same time, we are also not recovering in terms of the debt collection. So municipalities have got many other problems, including those type of municipalities where their billing systems is non-functioning. As a result, this is where the problem is. However, because water is a constitutional right enshrined in the constitution, people expect us to give them water, be it with these issues of non-payment, the debt is escalating. But at the end of the day, we as public reps as well, we need to be a conduit around trying to get the public to really understand the importance of saving water, the issue of the leaks that we experience when a person does see a leak, they don't do much about it. It's those types of systems and things that we need to tighten. So we hope to hear more from the public comments, the participation that you're going to do, and learn a lot, and as well capture the concerns of South Africans, but hopefully for you to give us also, you know, to strengthen this type of agency that we are bringing, because we want to work it out with yourselves. But thank you so much for the questions. We truly appreciate it. We'll definitely translate others into writing. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we have tried our best. We still have got the public participation process that we're going to take through up until December, if after ATC. And I think I'm still insisting, Honorable Basson and any other person, that where we think we can put a measure that can soften the buffer, or Google buffer the punch a little bit better. Let's try to do that. Let's own up to this process together in order for us to serve society. Let's move away from the us and them syndrome. Well, the fact of the matter is that South Africans need water. South Africa needs water and I did not see your hand. Don't do that. And I'm saying,
okay,
the ATC processes will go through that, and then where we think we have got an input to make in the public participation, let's do it. I will not allow you now, because then we will be opening the meeting again, and we have come to at the end part of the presentation.
That I raised, which I didn't get a response. Not a new question.
Let's hear you.
May I raise it, Chair? I raised an issue which is raised by the Labour, but she didn't put it specifically what were their concerns, so that we are privileged to know as we'll be going also to the public participation. If we can be privileged, so okay.
No, she did, Nancy, even on Mthala raised the same point, that there is not only a NEDLAC that raised the issues. She said there is a metric format of things raised and people raise the response and the view of the department that can be made available to us in a metric form. She said she committed that she will avail those to us in a metric form. Then you can know, Mrs. Nancy raised this point, this is the response. Labor raised, that's what she answered in response to your question.
Chairperson, can I also follow up?
Let us not open the meeting again.
No, we're not opening. Fine. Following up. May I please follow up?
You spoke more than thrice on this matter. I don't think there's anything you are going to say.
Everyone is allowed to speak. If they don't want to speak, you know, we are here to come and ask questions. And where we are, we don't understand, we must ask. So what do you mean by saying that we are speaking a lot? We are here to speak.
I gave you the option, you said, Mr. Basson covered you, but let me hear you. I don't want to...
Yeah, no, I just want to follow up on the Deputy Minister on the issue of structured asset database. Do we have one in the Department of Water and Sanitation? And the other thing, why we did not invite the TCTA today in this meeting? Lastly, Chairperson, we have never, as a committee, proposed these things, this water agency infrastructure. NW REA. We never did that. The president of the country announced it himself that we need this. Hence, we want to understand is this thing structured? We want experts to assist us so that we don't commit the very same mistakes, or we don't find ourselves being in trouble like how the TCTA is being in trouble. I agree with you, we went to Lesotho, we had the challenges of the TCTA, but we never came with this decision. The decisions were brought to us by the president who announced. So now the experts are working on these things. So we want to hear from them. Hence, we are asking questions. Some of the questions you don't have to answer. Let's allow these experts to give us an idea of what we are speaking about, because myself and you will talk politics. Let's allow them. We are actually asking them so that they can respond to us. And when we draft whatever we input we want to drive, we'll have an understanding of what we are dealing with. Thank you.
And when they don't answer you satisfactorily, you are saying the ANC must fall. You can't play that politics. We are not children here. We are old people.
But you have already died, Moose.
My point is that...
And I'm asking the department.
You should say that the department is the department.
You are wrong, Ashiro. Don't come here and try to threaten us. No. You are very out of order yourself.
I'm not going to come here to be managed by you and you. Allow the experts to respond. So
we
that
will
may
answer you every day.
No, let's allow this because we want an understanding. So that when we we will have an understanding of what
this is the point I was saying. We must not open the meeting again because it will come to this conclusion. We had you department, and I think I mean if you can help Mushala just to give him the minutes of the where we spoke of the, about the NWRA, all of them, send it to her because she's refusing that we have discussed this matter and agreed upon it. She's really refusing what she did. She's refusing.
We
but
discussed the matter. We never agreed upon us.
You're lying literally.
Is
but
it me? No, we were just discussing the matter.
Get the minutes and see the resolution.
It was there a place where we said we are objecting or we are accepting this thing. It never came to that space. So you are now misleading us when you say that we adopted. I've never came here and say that we never accepted or objected this thing. I'm saying we need information. The problem with you is when we want information, you don't want to provide us information. You don't want experts to provide us. Then you threaten us that you accepted this, you objected, you did what? No, allow them to assist us.
No, we are here to answer you. I'm sharing.
Oh, you're wrong, man.
I must advise them.
The matter was brought before us. We don't deny that. But now we need to ask questions and understand what we are dealing with. We're not going to keep quiet here because the matter was brought before us before. No. It doesn't work like that.
Thank you very much. Kalani, what is the second item on the agenda? Talent.
Yeah, yes, Chairperson, this is the only item from the show.
Okay. DM, yourself, Talent, and the team, we need to have a process that is allying this PS that Honorable Matala and Pastor in the process of us having a public participatory process. When are we going to do that? Where and what is expected of us, then at least these members can prepare themselves to make inputs. And input should not be political complaints like what Mshala is doing. She is wanting to prove that she can complain. Complaining does not help. We need to do something for this society.
Chairperson.
Hello,
can we also even ask other experts to come here and present? Let's move this. Let's organize another meeting. Where we call NetLeg, we call National Treasury, we call SALCA to come here.
Not
to come and listen to their.
We will not do that. We will not do that. They can come to the public participation if they want to. So. You are saying to us we have done our CCTA. We are saying we must invite them into the meeting. Is it because you are a problem orientated thinker? You think only on problems. You don't want to be solution orientated. Fine. We have finished the meeting. The meeting stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.